Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Si conoce a alguien que vive de forma ilegal en Estados Unidos, pronto lo volverá a ver porque volverá a casa. Me llamo Kristi Noem, soy la Secretaria de Seguridad Nacional de Estados Unidos. Puede evitar problemas descargándose la app CBP Home y deportándose de forma segura. Recibirá ayuda económica, un vuelo gratis y la posibilidad de volver de forma legal. Si no lo hace, lo encontraremos, multaremos y echaremos a la fuerza. Bajo el fuerte liderazgo del presidente Trump, nuestras leyes se cumplen y nuestra frontera es segura.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
T. Craw. T. Crawford. Listen, man. 38 and 0 as a professional. It's hard for me to even understand how a boxer of that level, right, wouldn't even consider. We have to get behind the people that count, like the softball team.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get behind that. You know, I don't particularly watch softball all the time, but now that the girls are doing what they're doing, I'm on softball. We got to get behind the people. And tomorrow for you boxing fans, I'm going to have Bernie the Boxer on. And Bernie the Boxer is going to break down everything boxing. And it's going to be super exciting. Bernie the Boxer has no filter, so I'm quite sure it'll be entertaining.
You got to tell him he needs a filter.
Well, I didn't say he was going to be cussing. I said he didn't have a filter about just it's
oh, he's just going to
speak
okay.
His mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, I'm not that big of a boxing fan, but whenever Crawford boxes, I make sure I try to catch it. I don't understand much. I don't understand the point system or the scoring or any of that. So I'm not even going to pretend to be like, oh, yeah, he won that round or whatever. But I'm just like, oh, yeah, he looked good. He hit him a few times. I don't know.
38 wins, 29 by way of knockout.
Power.
You can attest it to power, but you can also attest it to his killer mentality, the fact that he's got so many different – gadgets in his utility belt, mm-hmm. where he can go from softball to orthodox to street fight to let me sit back on you to rope-a-dope. He's got a lot of styles. He's mastered boxing. And when you've mastered boxing the way he has, his style is always – it always depends on the opponent. Once he figures out his opponent, now he knows what to put into – the style.
I've heard that on a couple of fights that I've watched where they say the first couple rounds he's just feeling his opponent out, and then that's when you finally see him, you know, in the middle rounds he finally turns it on and he realizes exactly what he needs to do to get this person down or to beat this person down. So I get that, but again, I'm not that big into it, and I don't really understand the eccentricities or anything like that in boxing. I try, but I just couldn't do it. And it is impressive what he's able to do and how he's able to stay calm in the moment, and his defensive ability to dodge punches and still, you know, react and catch somebody on the chin. It's really impressive, man. Boxers are crazy, crazy quick.
He's got the complete package. He's fast. He's got the reach. He's tough. He's a boxer. He does it, and he does it well. And listen, Sean Porter, TKO. Kell Brook, TKO. These ain't bums, okay? These ain't bums. Mm-hmm. I can go back and name a couple of bums that some people that I know fought. But when you're talking Sean Porter, Kell Brook, Amir Khan, all Jeff Horn, these dudes is dudes that they had a belt at one point. They're dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're knocking them out. We're stopping them. We're making dads throw towels in the ring. Please, promise me you won't kill my son, but don't do it. So I just look at that and I say, holy smokes, could you imagine not only at Memorial Stadium, again, I'm dreaming, y'all. I'm California dreaming. Not only do we have the fight against Spence at Memorial Stadium, not only does he come into serious, but he does the prayer with some of the former Huskers. I know I'm dreaming.
Be wild.
Play serious for me.
Could be wild, man.
Hey, here we go.
Give it what you got. I got to get it.
And it's in his corner. With a record of 38-0 with 29 knockouts, no defeats, Terrence Bud Crawford. Memorial Stadium. Going crazy. For the champion, the one person that can say, I've been a champion for a long time. Dang, I'm drinking the Bud Crawford Kool-Aid now, y'all. Don't even play with me.
I think the whole state's been drinking the Bud Crawford Kool-Aid.
I know.
Everybody loves it.
Boxing is my favorite sport. This is Sanderson. I score every fight. Can't wait for Bernie tomorrow. I can't wait for Bernie. I forgot
to talk to DP. Is Bernie calling? Is Bernie coming in?
Bernie's coming with me tomorrow. Okay. Bernie's coming in. Bernie's coming into the set tomorrow.
All right.
Because Bernie, I told Bernie I got to give him the feel. Because Bernie's one of those dudes that if we can give Bernie a show one day a week, it would be one of the greatest shows ever.
Boxing show?
Yeah, boxing show. Because we don't have boxing, do we?
No, we do not.
We need a boxing show.
I'm sure DP would jump at it.
We need a boxing show, DP. I got the best guy. Okay, for the boxing show, Bernie the Boxer. Nate the Skate. Tell Damon Big Nate says what's up. Big Nate, man, this dude, Damon Benny, stood me up, man. He better have a good reason. Because I had so many questions for him, his dad. I'll talk a little bit about what I was going. He still may call, so I don't want to mess it up. And then he calls because he told me he had some stuff going at the time. Mm-hmm. But. Some things came up, but
Kelsey,
you'll call.
Kelsey, Mississippi My Dog, says, it sounds like VJ wants to be one of the former Huskers that does the prayer with him and escorts him out.
Dear Lord, in the battles we go through life, that's where chance is fair. Chance to equal all your stripes. Chance to do it there. If we should win, we'll stand by the road. Cheers to winners go by. If we should lose, I blew it. Anyway. Day by day, we're getting better.
Team KBB won't be beat. It's okay. Sometimes it happens. It's been a while.
It happens to the
You're
best
okay.
of us.
You're okay.
I'm just saying, man. Could you imagine? And see, that's where we start. I'm gonna give props where props are due, because he gave me this one, and I really appreciate him giving that to me. And before I say his name, because I know he wants me to say his name, he always does push-ups with me.
Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce. That was a great idea. But would you imagine if we started off with Bud Crawford saying the prayer, the fans, and we're in the locker room saying it. That's just a tester.
Would they put – okay, question. So you put the – you have this fight in Memorial Stadium. The ring is middle, right?
Yeah, 50-yard line.
Is the N on the canvas?
Oh, I think you got to have the N on the canvas.
Or is that, you know, the whole boxing, the promoters and the sponsors?
It might not let the N be on the canvas. I think that'd be sweet, though. All the times you think Spence has fought. He just fought Ugas at home. He fought at
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Home before that, he's always in Jerry's world. Mm-hmm. You know, come on, Spence. Pull your big boy pants up. You've been ducking and dodging us for years now. Pull your big boy pants up. Come on into Memorial Stadium and let's do some battle with Bud.
My man's can't play in away game. He's scared.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like that. He talk a lot, but you know what I'm saying? It's just talking. Joey Bass says, Bud is a master boxer because he can switch hit. Perfect pocket presence, solid chin, savvy head movement, a killer finishing ability. On top of that, a stabbing jab. Against Kell Brook, he stung Brook with that jab, which led to the KO. He did too. But he hit Brook with a right hand that Brook didn't see. Brook didn't see that right hand coming. It might have looked like a jab, but that was like a right cross jab. Now, and it took and did what he did. Pecan Pie. Pecan Pie said, you know DB is getting a haircut again.
He probably is.
Gotta keep that clean. Gotta keep that cleaned up. You know he's one of those media types. Oh, wait. So are you, Captain Pecan Pie.
Gotcha.
Don't even try that, dude. See, Pecan Pie, I'm gonna ban you from running my mouth. And
you can't ban
that was,
Pecan
Hey, Pecan Pie, that was a good one. I'm just playing. That was a heck of a one. But yeah, he must be getting his hair cut, you know, pretty boy. You know, Damon's media. I'm on the outskirts.
You're media.
I'm on the outskirts.
You're media.
I haven't asked
you may not have accepted it full bore, but you're media.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You're the one that keeps saying you're not, but I know you are. You work in the look media. It's newspaper, radio, television. You work in radio. You're media.
The last time I asked that question, people start sending me definitions of what media is. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, but you're definitely media.
You fit the definition.
You guys should reach out to Doug.
Who's that?
Kaluza. He's a logical fighter who did some things.
He's got some stories to tell.
Ooh, Doug. Let me write that down. Doug Kaluza, tell me a little bit about Bug, or should we just look him up right now?
You look him up.
I mean, well, somebody's got to do something.
I mean,
around here,
why not?
Nick don't know nothing about boxing, so
neither. Like I said, neither do I.
That's what I'm saying, man. Rookies, y'all supposed to know all sports.
I know a lot of sports. I don't know all sports.
You don't know boxing.
I don't know boxing. Doug Kaluza.
He's
a cruiserweight. He's had 27 fights. He fought from 86 or 83 to 2006, aka the Kid or the Bull, Orthodox. He's from Lincoln.
Hey, he fought Dickie Ryan too, huh?
Looks like it. Yeah.
Really?
In 2005, decision.
Well, Dickie Ryan fought Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier.
Wow.
I think he got beat up pretty good though, Dickie Ryan. Ooh. Dickie Ryan's still alive. I wish I could have interviewed him. I don't know. He might be a little older.
He started his career on a 9-9 fight win streak.
Joey Bass, hook it up. Joey Bass says, I can get you in contact with Doug. Hook it up. Hook it up. We'll love to have Doug on. Talk, especially having Bernie the Boxer. We're going to try to see if we can put Bernie the Boxer in here once a week. That'd be good to throw in with him.
So Doug was 17-10, something like that, or he was – he had 10 losses, but he had a couple no decisions, a split decision in there. Yeah. Pretty good fighter.
I like that. Who was that said they used to spar with him? Somebody said they used to spar with him.
Jay and Lincoln says he used to spar with him.
It better not be Jay. JJ. RJ. Lefty, and he hit hard.
Joey Bats coaches Doug Kaluza's grandson.
Sweet. We might need to see what he coaches him in baseball. Is that what they said?
I don't know. It just says he coaches him. We could ask Doug about an outdoor fight at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, what do you think
if
about
he thinks
that?
It's when logical. Doug,
I think we're going to ask Doug and see if Doug thinks it's logical.
It's definitely logical, but it's definitely, you know, it's up to the weather. Like, you got to hope, and like when you schedule it, hope and pray that it's a nice day.
What,
nice
that it's
night.
Not raining.
Yeah, just a nice day, nice night. Because
you got to put a tarp over.
How are you gonna if you put a tarp over it? Like it has
something
to be clear.
Big,
have to that, be like a clear rain, tarp that people can see through.
That the rain would.
Because if you're filling a Memorial Stadium and you've got people, you know, up high, they're looking down on the fight. If you got a tarp and it's covering the ring, they can't see anything. Then you got yourself a problem.
4179 says media. LOL. Please elaborate. Football. Oh, he coaches grandson in football. Perfect. That's even better. Joey Bats, hook it up, man. And son must got to be, he has to be some type of athlete if he's playing football, coaching him up. Yeah, we'll love to talk to Doug just to get his perspective on boxing, back then when boxing was something.
Back when it was the like the main sport.
Yeah, well, yeah, one of the main sports. Like you talked about boxing right up there with football, basketball, baseball. Now, not as much at all.
Like, I mean, you could just equate it to like a barbershop sport. Like it was one of those where you're getting your haircut, everybody's talking about the fight. Now everybody's talking about football, basketball,
NILs, transfer portal.
Yeah, so
everything but that.
Back then it was oh, you catch that fight, and then everybody's, you know, you've got your barber reenacting it, you know, hopefully not while he's cutting your head, because that might look bad. But yeah, that's what it was. And unfortunately, UFC, as DP said, UFC's kind of taken over the as the main fighting sport for a lot of people, and boxing's getting a bad rap as, you know, possibly, you know, people are paying fighters to do this and that, and it's just not great, or refs are being paid off, or people scoring the fights are being paid off, and it's just not a good look for boxing.
Well, that's why you knock them out. See, Coach Osborne used to tell us all the time, don't let the refs beat us. Let's make sure we beat them up and beat the refs. So you can't allow – if you let it go to the scorecards, then you just might lose.
Mm-hmm.
But if you knock them out, last eight fights of Bud has been TKOs.
Leave no doubt.
You leave no doubt. When you punish them, you know what I mean? There's no doubt. John says, Derek Brombeck from the Lincoln Convention and Visitors Bureau is on early break every week. Have Jake ask what needs to happen to make the fight happen. Listen, John, I like the way you think. I think the Visitors Bureau will get behind the fight. I like the way you think, John. I'm going to do that. I don't know if Jake is in here, but on the next break, we'll find out if Jake is going to be in here. Gabe says, afternoon, gentlemen. If you have it outdoors at Memorial Stadium and they have to put a tarp over the ring, it won't matter because you're far enough away anyhow, and you're going to be watching on the big screens.
I mean, I guess.
Unless you – because they can set up – just like the Garth Brooks. Didn't they set up seats and stuff, like, close?
They did, but he had his you know, stuff. But I don't know, man. I wouldn't set up a tarp because people like to – even if you can't really see it, you still want to be like, I can see it live. You take a picture. If you're up top, you take a picture and it's a tarp. People are like, oh, what was going on? I don't know.
Listen, Scott says, with the things I hear VJ saying – with this guest on the air about the program today. He ain't media, boys.
Get out of here.
He ain't media, boys. He ain't media. Scott, score one for the Gipper. Kelsey, the Mississippi Mud Dog, says promoters have ruined boxing. I agree with you on that one. It's the captain, the ticket, 93.7. Holla at your boy, dog.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.